due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Good evening, and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and I swear my voice is echoing in here. Stat Boy!
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know.
This is Aggravation Incarnate.
And this wasn't a slow week in wrestling. We've got we do look at a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we've got a lot, and honestly, the first place that we need to look is back on this last Sunday. Or, was this Sunday
last
or
Saturday?
Last Saturday. Hey.
What was that?
With Elimination Chamber in Chicago.
Which, knowing that they were going into Chicago, they had to put on a good show.
Yes, because otherwise, the fans will riot. Not a matter of if, but a matter of how badly.
Exactly. And thankfully, the only thing that I think there was any kind of negative reaction to wasn't because of who he was, Housen. It was that he did nothing, Housen.
Yeah, it was a bunch of hoopla, Housen. But no Jericho,
you know,
Housen.
Which might be the other reason they're booing, but we will get back to Jericho.
Yes.
That's something we got to keep an eye on. Both the chamber matches delivered.
Yes.
I feel the delivered. The women's match was a lot of fun. And I think everybody called that one that it was going to be Rhea.
Yeah, it was coming from a mile away, because you had to have a face off against Jade. And the thing is, there's exactly, what, two faces in that chamber? Alexa and Rhea?
And Alexa might be steering towards something with Charlotte.
Is more than likely of what happened on SmackDown. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So, ultimately, it had to be Rhea. Not a matter of if, but a matter of who was going to take the last fall.
Right. And maybe didn't have it right, but I don't care. It was a good match.
Yes.
What else did we have going on?
Taking a look here, yeah, nobody had Tiffany. We all had Raquel. The other side of the Elimination Chamber. What with Randy Orton winning? What?
Because I think just about everybody called Cody.
Yeah, but I don't believe I'm saying this. We'll get there. On what happened to him later on this last week.
But
Orton
didn't get it cleanly.
Nope. Mainly because a very certain someone showed up, got in the chamber, and proceeded to raffle stomp Logan Paul into next week.
Which, no matter who it was, is automatically a face.
Yep. And that was Seth Rollins.
Who wasn't there with an evil cackle or an obnoxious outfit. We have more of the architect, pre-visionary, pre-messiah. Yeah.
Yes, because remember, the blonde's not in the hair. He's not
at all.
Yeah. But also on top of that, Cody made it to the final two, then he got screwed as well. After what happened to Drew, or with Drew McIntyre coming in and being a little bitch baby as per usual.
Yes. So Cody took care of business with Drew, and Randy said, "An opening."
Yep, RKO, 1, 2, 3, and Randy's going to WrestleMania in the world title picture again.
So.
It isn't that I don't dislike him, it's more of a LOL building new stars.
Oh, trust me, I'm with you with that. But the narrative is so strong that he wants number 15. It
Yeah.
makes me a little sad. I always wanted him to stop at 13. But I get
Yeah.
it. Now, Mr. Aldis was a little perturbed.
Yeah.
He wasn't mad about the fact that there was a bunch of random guys in black outfits, which I have some insights.
Oh, I think I know who you're talk or what company you're talking about, because it was also the company that are provided the masked man on the day on the SmackDown prior.
Yeah, they come from a little place called the Black and Brave Academy.
Yep, that would be ran by one Seth Rollins and Merrick Brave.
So, which I think is awesome. I
Yes.
really appreciate that. So, you had the one on Friday that they unmasked. They had another one at the chamber that they dragged off and unmasked him. And then Seth used the distraction, now that everybody was out of the way, to go in and do us all a favor.
Yep.
Mr. Aldis was not terribly upset by that. I think he fully understands Seth's issues with the vision. However, how many times has he warned Drew? How many times has he admonished Drew? How many times has he tried to get it through that thick Scotsman's skull? Leave the main event alone.
Yep. And ultimately, what happened on SmackDown was recompense in spades.
Yeah. Aldis went out to the post show and said, "Drew, if you're going to be that dumb, then I'm going to make you defend your title, and you're going to be facing Cody Rhodes."
Yep. And of course, if Cody lost, he would never been able to challenge again. Or am I getting companies mixed? Maybe.
No, it seems to be a typical story for Cody.
Yeah. AKA being really dumb.
It's a story trope that I don't like
Yeah.
because.
Don't like it in WWE, don't like it in AEW. Because you're either saying one of two things, at least unless things change. You're either saying A, LOL, they're gonna win, or B, you just took away somebody from the main event scene that didn't need to be taken away. Unless
Right.
you'd have some heel show up and go like, eh, I don't care anymore. I'm gonna challenge anyway, or take it. Either or.
Right.
Which is just, that just does not sit well with me.
No, I'm not a fan either. But yeah, the show was solid.
Yes, and of course, we also should not be remiss about the other two matches. Becky
Correct.
Lynch losing that Women's Intercontinental title to AJ Lee.
Now, who didn't see that coming?
Who didn't see that coming? You can talk to Carl and you can talk to Jason, but they're not here!
No, I there is no way that AJ Lee is going to be on TV unless she's going to get to do something cool.
Yes,
And
and to be fair.
to be fair, AJ did more for the women's revolution than either Bella did together.
Yeah. Understatement that. And of course, you've also got to figure AJ is in her hometown. At this juncture, hometown people tend not to lose. It's gotten better
Yeah,
under
it has.
Hunter than it was with Vince. If it was Vince, then yeah, AJ would have lost and Punk would have lost.
Right.
Instead, AJ won, and spoiler alert, Punk won. But Finn didn't really cheat. He was a man of his word.
He was a man of his word, and the rest of Judgment Day stayed back, which
Yeah.
surprised me and
Yeah.
cost me my wild card. God damn it, Dom.
Yep.
Dom and your bobble-headed friend. Cost me my wild card, but I love Finn to death, but I knew he wasn't gonna win.
Yeah.
But
Pretty much figured that as well.
with any good match, I just wanted to see how we got there.
Yes.
So since the picking wasn't all that diverse, how'd everybody do?
This is a rare instance of me saying nope. Everybody got 3 points. The winner, nobody. No contest. And whoever
Which
had it
means.
previously still has it, I guess, but that'll change next week with Revolution. Because there's already 8 matches for that card, as of last check, anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, it is still at 8 on there.
Right.
Wild number. So, yes, we now can move on to Raw, because there was still quite a bit there. Because the first real big thing is the Vision came out, and was I still all along the lines of, hey, we will still beat everybody, blah blah frickin' blah, until a masked man shows up. And then another.
Yes.
And then another, and Austin Theory runs away. And then another, and Logan Paul runs away, leaving Paul Heyman in the ring by himself, with another getting up onto or to ringside. And people are like, oh, that has to be Seth, and he gets taken away. And then another. And that one is Seth. And Seth utterly destroys Paul Heyman. Just
And
beats
I need
the
to,
tar out of him.
I gotta put this in. Our referee buddy Brandon Tull was one of the security guards.
Oh, nice.
If you watch the segment, he was the bald security guard in the crew.
Okay.
When Pierce pointed to the first masked guy and all the security guys ran after him, Brandon told me he almost caught that motherfucker.
Oh.
So yeah, he could still go. So yeah, that lured away all the security guards. Another one shows up. That gets Theory. Another one shows up. That gets Paul, Logan Paul. They get another one that's dragged away by the agents, I think.
Yes.
And then Seth shows up.
Yeah,
And all them boys,
yeah.
yeah.
With all
All them
his
boys,
boys
yeah.
gone.
Yep. Where Uncle Paul has no one to save him. So Seth gets to stomp the daylights out of him.
Break his nose in the process.
And Seth takes his leave as they load up my dear Uncle Paul in an ambulance. And they go up to the driver's side and pretty much, where to, Polly? Yeah.
Yeah, after Austin gets, Logan Paul runs off, and then Austin Theory gets beaten by Jey Uso, or no, it's Jimmy. Jimmy goes up to the door, knocks, and who shows up but LA Knight? And that segment felt very Attitude Era-y, with LA squaring the Stone Cold rule. It felt nice, because it actually felt like LA was, a person of importance.
Yeah, this was refreshing. I
Yes.
was perfectly okay with this. Some people would think that LA Knight was a little out of nowhere for this, but you know what? It's good.
Yeah, it was good. Because that now means, are we going to see not, it's not going to be a permanent write-off. No way, no how, but a temporary one for Paulie?
I think so. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's PTO or if there's, or if it's definitely if it's storyline related, with the Vision just decimated.
Yeah.
And Seth's still a question mark. Maybe they take the whole Vision off TV for a minute.
Yeah, there is a possibility of that. But yeah, it is still a good month and a half till Mania, so things can change. Things will change. But the thing is, what with two members of the Vision out to injury, and the other two, one is a major league D-bag. Yeah, he's a good heel, but I want him gone permanently, but that's me. And the other is about as exciting as white toast, no butter.
Austin Theory got Billy Gunned about 3 years ago. When is the office going to remember figure that out?
Ah, good old Billy Bitch Cakes, Billy Bitch Cakes, Billy Bitch Cakes.
Correct. Your daddy's not here anymore.
Yeah.
And that was the end of Austin Theory's career.
Pretty much. He's been largely stuck in the miasma since, and hell, nowadays his presentation is boring! Black trunks! Generic metal anthem for his theme, or generic rock anthem, whatever the hell. He has no personality, other than guy who is just there.
Yeah. They, you
So
know, the only way they could get any personality out of him is they put him back in the dumb jock role in the way. And even
yeah.
then.
At this point, for Austin to work, he needs to go down to Evolve at this point and
Yeah, we
refine
need him.
himself. His wrestling is not the issue, it's his everything else.
Correct.
But you know who doesn't have an issue with presentation? Though we don't know about his wrestling just yet with the WWE style, it's Danhausen!
Hey.
And he shows up
And
backstage. Yeah.
there's a video I came across this week of somebody pulling apart the entire promo with Danhausen, Pierce, and Dominic. Said the promo itself was the whole segment was full of Easter eggs. Adam Pierce being on the phone and says, "Well, he's got to be here by now. I don't know what took him so long." Digging at AEW. The list of demands, which I love.
The blimp, the bags of human monies, the Hall of
Hall of
Fame
Fame induction.
announcement, yeah, induction, his pose with Triple H Housen, that got
Which is
knocked off
done.
quickly.
Yeah, that was taken care of.
Yes. And then ultimately, and then eventually, some gold. And honestly, that's. I could see him holding some form of gold. Just not the world championships.
No,
But.
no, no, no.
Yeah, go ahead, Nikki.
But yeah, Danhausen overwhelms Adam Pearce with his personality.
Yes. And then he shows up and says hello to the Judgment Day. Where the
As
Judgment Day. Yeah.
Pearce is like, I gotta get out of this conversation. Hey, guys, come meet Danhausen.
Yep. And what happens? The Judgment Day, save for Finn, really, pay him no mind, and essentially insult him. And then Danhausen does the old, "You are cursed."
To which they all laugh it off, because
Yep.
it's silly. If you don't know who he is, you're going to say, this fucking guy.
Yeah. But yeah, he then they talk amongst themselves for about a second or two, and then they turn around. Danhausen's gone. But
Damn.
then Dominic goes out to the ring to face off against Penta El Cerro Miedo or Pentagon Dark or whatever you want to call him this week. And guess what?
And new
The content.
Intercontinental Champion.
Penta.
Hooray.
The
Hooray.
curse worked.
And there's speculation that it might work further because is there a AAA event coming up that Corey is actually going to call?
Yes, I think so. That's coming up here soon, I think.
Because I want to watch that. I would like to see this. I need more Mr. Iguana in my wrestling.
I just don't know right off the top of my dome when that next one is, or for when Rey de Reyes is. Because that is the next show. Or at least their next main event. Or, yeah. It will
The
be.
next big event.
Oh! It's actually next Saturday, March 14th. And the main event is Dominic versus El Hijo del Vecino for the AAA Mega Championship. And this might also be the end of the road for Dominic in AAA. Because it's a no disqualification match, and the bad news is, for Dominic, Omos is on the other side.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this curse is perpetuating. They're gonna have to
Yes.
scrape poor Dominic off the mat.
Yeah. But yeah, taking a look at that card real quick, La Parca will be facing off against the Dos Americanos, El Grande Americano and Le Original, and Santos Escobar. That will be for the Rey de Reyes final. Pagano and Psycho Clown face off against the War Raiders. Yeah, War Raiders are down in AAA now. Ouch.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Better AAA than Evolve.
Yes. And then Laredo Kid faces off against Dragon Lee, TJ Perkins, holy crap, and Jack Cartwheel, who loves cartwheels a whole hell of a lot, for the Cruiserweight title down there. But yes, ultimately, Penta is now the first ever Mexican Intercontinental Champion ever.
Right.
Because it doesn't go to Rey, he's from San Diego. It doesn't go to Eddie, he's from El Paso. It doesn't go to Pedro Morales, he's from Puerto Rico. It's Penta.
And good on him. I mean, the marketing machines behind him at WWE, they've thrown him in a couple of commercials.
Yes.
He's done a cricket commercial. He did a TurboTax commercial. Where else has he popped up?
I mean, he recently popped up as not exactly a make-a-wish, but giving a little kid his action figures that he or the kid was trying to save up for.
So yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. But yeah, Penta's getting over finally. And of course,
I
the.
don't
Yeah. Continue on, Nikki.
I was going to say I don't think he's had a problem getting over. It was just a
No.
matter of finding him a storyline.
Yes. And of course, of two guys that are over, the main event, CM Punk and Roman Reigns. Talking
Who
about.
essentially,
Yeah.
yeah. This promo happened too soon.
Yeah. This should have been a week or two out, not six, seven. Juggle, if you wanna, I don't know.
Well, it's just the fact that Punk talked like the WrestleMania was this weekend.
Yeah.
With the comment about, I'm going to bury you next to your father.
Yeesh.
And Puck, you just woke up the entire trailer park.
Yeah.
Every
And.
Samoan on the family tree wants your head.
Yep. Even the ones that aren't in the WWE right now.
Yeah, because I think Rikishi said he'd probably roll up on
Yeah.
him.
Zilla, of course, is unfortunately a loose cannon.
He would do it if he could catch him in a parking lot.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Thankfully, this hasn't bled through TV. The fact, well, Tongans aren't going to say anything.
No.
Solo could have said something. And since this was the end of the show, we don't know how the Usos think about what the Usos think of this.
Yeah. The Usos or anybody else. And I think it's going to get very bad for Punk in very short order because he just essentially gave himself odds against him.
Yeah. You do not talk Samoan family like that.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Speaking of Reigns, with Reigns and Rollins gravitating toward, with Roman having his match in place, and with Seth coming back in a more serious face role that is more reminiscent of his architect.
Yes.
There's been a lot of Shield talk.
I
I'm sorry,
mean,
my tinfoil hat is going crazy.
yep. However, isn't Mox still pretty much happy in AEW? Because he did
He is,
wind,
and he's
he is Continental Champion right now over there.
right. He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere, and he's, even if he was, his contract's good for at least another year.
Yeah.
But
Well, I know
no, go ahead.
your tinfoil hat is buzzing. You want it to happen, but it's kind of like the demon. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
I know, but the fact that, okay, let me give you a perfect example of this. As you know, back under Vince, if you were not with the company, nobody talked about you.
Yeah.
And if they had any video that person not involved with the company was in, they'd edit around that.
Yeah.
Okay. A playlist was put on YouTube that had a whole lot of Dean Ambrose in it.
Yep. Although, just a note for that, and it's a minor one, apparently the WWE Vault guy is a true dyed-in-the-wool wrestling fan. He wants to find the hard stuff. So, who knows? We might see more of that soon. We might see more random stuff, like, say, random house shows from WCW 93. But yeah. Anyways, I know your
So yeah,
tinfoil hat is buzzing. But
it's
I don't.
buzzing very loud. I know. I know.
Yeah. I know you want it to happen, but I also know it's probably not gonna happen.
But if it did, man, there'd be nothing left of the stadium. Oh, it would be so glorious.
Yep. Should we hop over quickly to AEW just to say hi to them? Because after
Yes,
all,
speaking of
we.
box.
Yeah. Speaking of Mox and friends, we had ourselves a few bit or a few matches of note and a few debuts of note. The World Ch AEW World Championship match, MJF beats Kevin Knight after plenty of cheating. What a surprise. MJF can't win clean. The War Dogs from New Japan finally have showed up in full. Gabe Kidd, Clark Connors, and the other Finley. Not, I think, was it Dave? Hold on. I need to figure out which Finley it is. Because it is indeed a Finley. Live research, folks.
Yes.
Oh, it is David Finley Jr. Right. Yep, they are now all together, though the war part is gone because War Dogs is owned by New Japan. It is now straight up the dogs.
Right.
Let's see now. The Inspiration show up for their first match. Cassie Lee and Jesse McKay get their butts absolutely handed to them by the newly christened Brawling Birds of Jamie Hayter and Alex Windsor. Let's see now. Mox beat Hechicero for to retain the Continental Championship. Let's see now. Tekla beats Thunder Rosa. Not a surprise. Tekla has also been kind of weird and cool and still an absolute kick ass. Tommaso Ciampa runs into FTR and beats them down a little bit. And then in the main event, Okada might or Kyle Fletcher and Mark Davis beats Jet Set Rodeo to become the new Trios champions. No horse cock for you. Oh, blame that on Speedball Mike Bailey. Because he wanted the trio's name to be horse cock.
No.
Look at the shirt on a Ollie or yeah, a
AEW shot.
shopaew.com. Yeah, because the shirt for Jet Set Rodeo is that one. It has a picture of a rooster and a horse.
Okay, give me a second here whilst I have to see this.
Give me a sec. And check chat.
Okay, hopefully this doesn't disconnect me.
Shouldn't, hopefully. Yep, I knew that would be the reaction.
I can't be any worse than the Clydesdale and the Eagle from one of the Super Bowl ads, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. As I get distracted.
Squirrel. So yeah,
Squirrel.
there's eight matches right now for Revolution. The card's coming together pretty quickly. I expect another three or four matches between now and next Saturday.
Yeah.
And now back to the regularly scheduled WWE.
Thank you. America's symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
On to NXT. I'm not going to talk about them just yet because Vengeance Day is happening as we speak.
Yeah.
But we should talk about SmackDown.
Yes, we should.
Because, yeah, the biggest things that happened, of course, Danhausen got introduced to Nick Aldis. And, yeah, mostly the same list of demands with some minor tweaks. And ultimately, Nick was already getting fed up quickly. I'm like, hey, Miz, you want to talk to this guy?
No, he tried to get away and Miz showed up. Got an idea.
Yeah.
It's like, Miz, you've been talking about being a locker room leader. You've been talking about how you are interested in mentoring the next generation of wrestlers in our company. I got a student for you? Mm-hmm. And Miz said, oh. Danhausen said, yes. Or be cursed.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel sorry, not sorry, for Miz for the next 6 months.
Yeah, because now Miz is going to have a thorn in his side. Good.
Yeah, good. He deserves this.
Yes.
Now, since we've talked a few times, we've talked a couple different ways about Danhausen. Do you give any credence to the stories that are going around that there was a split in creative about bringing Danhausen in?
It wouldn't surprise me because his wrestling is okay. It's not great, but his character can be grating to some.
Can see that.
Yeah. I mean, that and also, if you haven't heard, things have also changed up in the backstage. If you hadn't real known, Road Dogg's gone.
Oh, what? Yeah. Oh, I really knew. I just didn't get a chance to call somebody.
Yeah. Here's a quarter, call collect. Or, hell, call collect.
Yeah. Here's a quarter. Call somebody. No, I won't say that.
Who cares?
So, did he get booted? Or did he decide he wanted out?
I'm not sure which way it went there. I hadn't paid enough attention, I must admit. But now we have new head writers for both Raw and SmackDown. Because there was also a shuffle on Raw. That person didn't leave the company, but they shuffled around.
Mm.
At least one of the shows, I think SmackDown, is now being headwritten by a woman.
Cool.
Yeah. That to me is like, whoa.
Just put that in the chat.
Yeah.
Sorry. Had to be said.
Yeah, I know it. But ultimately, there was also a tag team turmoil where R-Truth and his Ron Cena get up and Damian Priest wind up getting number one contendership for the tag titles. And R-Truth, unfortunately, with the haircut, he's starting to look every bit of his age. Because that look is 53, 54 years old.
Yeah, it's finally starting to catch up with him.
Yeah.
When I was watching the show with Barry, he said, random tag team is random. I said, no, this is continuity.
Yeah.
There's continuity to this. And the fact that it was, you know, Damien wasn't told. It fits in perfectly with all the nonsense he had to put up with R-Truth whenever he was in the Judgment Day clubhouse.
Yep.
And if that gives him something to do, great.
Mm-hmm. Because now those two will be facing off against the Tongans for the tide or the tag belts. I'm assuming it's Guerrillas of Destiny who hold it right now.
Yes, the motherfucking Tongans have those and the lantern.
Yes. It wouldn't surprise me if Damian and R-Truth do get the belts.
That's what I see, because the Tongans and the Wyatt Six should be more focused on the lantern.
Yes, and they should be heading towards Mania for that match.
Yeah. I am all for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the tag division, you know, the tag division needed a little spicing up anyway, since we are down a tag team.
Yep.
And poor Johnny. Oh my god, poor Johnny. How dare his wife send him in to get myrtleized by Oba Femi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, poor Johnny.
Yeah. I mean, he lost his friend. He lost his opportunities in the tag division. He's lost his way. Pun fully intended. It just amuses me. Of interest, Jade Cargill and Rhea Ripley's promo. I think those young ladies were sat down and said, "Hey, don't blow your whole load in this promo."
Yeah.
I like the direction it went in. Some people might consider it forced, but I did like that there's a shred of mutual respect in how much these two put into shaping their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that both of them, you know, kill it in the gym. But I'm sorry, Jade, and I hate to use this analogy, but you are the female Lex Luger.
Mm-hmm.
You can only flex and pose for so long. Then you gotta wrestle.
Yep. The problem is, she never really got good. I'm assuming she got trained a little bit down in developmental, but she needed to spend a few years there.
She needs to be sent back down. I agree.
Yeah.
Rhea's gonna just tie her in a knot.
Mm-hmm. And also, I did find out something kind of recently.
Mm-hmm.
The last 7 WrestleManias, Rhea has been in and has been in a world title match, whether that be NXT, SmackDown, or Raw women's titles.
Now, has she won every time?
No, of course not. She got crushed by Charlotte Flair back in 2020, if you remember.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they depend on her. She is the link for the women's division nowadays. And the thing is, Rhea is still not yet 30.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, she's only 29 years old. She could still rock it for the next 5 to 7 years with no issue.
Right. She stays healthy. She's going to be around for a while.
Yeah. If she stays healthy, she could wind up still in the company in her 40s. And that's not until mid to late 2036.
Right.
So So yeah,
So.
she's impressive. But also, everything that has come to pass for this last week or months and so on and so forth, because Drew McIntyre was a little bitch baby because he couldn't leave well enough alone, Cody winds up getting the belt. After Drew
Now,
knocks out an official with a Glasgow kiss, tries to cheat, and Jacob Fatu says, uh-uh.
Jacob Fatu says, no, screw you.
Yeah.
Now, I know this is kind of ridiculous, but in story, it makes sense. Drew. Nick Aldis has had enough of Drew shit, and essentially proved his point that Drew shouldn't be poking the bear like that. And if Drew didn't think he could beat Cody, he shouldn't have been doing that nonsense.
Yeah.
Now, outside of this, there's several reasons why this was done. The main one is Orton and Cody is the better story. It's a deeper story. This
Yeah.
goes back a decade. Actually, over a decade, because when was Legacy?
Ooh, 2008.
Yeah, we're talking 15 years.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. Drew's awesome. But this story needs to be told.
Yes.
Now, since we have Drew, out the wind, what do? You put him in a match with Jacob Fatu where they can absolutely myrtleize each other. It might not make Mania, but those two will kill each other in the ring.
Yeah, you ain't wrong.
Kind of like watching a, yeah, it's kind of like watching a Drew and Sheamus match. You ain't holding back. And Drew has some movie work coming up. I don't know where that is on his calendar. But Drew's got a part in the upcoming Highlander movie,
Yeah.
where he's playing, I think, an Elder McCloud.
I think so. Think so.
And I'm pretty sure that's right. And he's, I say jokingly, he's also there to make sure everybody knows how to do an accent correctly. Just saying.
Yeah. So, should we talk about what's going on right now?
Yeah, I don't have it on.
Yeah,
So,
I
how's
nor do
Vengeance?
I,
How
but
it?
I do have the results at least in front of me.
Okay.
Because as we are speaking, NXT Vengeance Day is happening, and we have four matches happened so far. We've had Blake Monroe beating Jada Parker in a street fight. Let's see now. Tony D'Angelo beating Dion Lennox, both in the parking lot and in the ring.
Okay.
Yeah. Tatum Paxley beats Izzy Dame to get the North American Championship back. Or not back, gets it. And as of right now, the last match, Lola Vice beats Kalani Jordan in an NXT Underground match. And yes, this week on NXT, Shayna Baszler made a cameo appearance.
Yes, I saw that. I was very pleased.
Yes.
So,
So
sounds like a good job.
main event has
That.
still yet to happen for the NXT title with Joe Hendry facing off against Ricky Saints. And yeah, that is the last match, so once that is finished, we're good and to go.
Okay.
So yeah, other news stories that have happened this week. On a main event taping, unfortunately, it looks like Jordynne Grace broke her ankle. Yeah.
She tried to be positive about it.
Yes.
The her Twitter post, "My ankle glitched."
And then taking a twinsies photo with Chelsea Green, complete with Jordynne Grace saying, "Please don't look at my foot." There was a reason why.
And that was
The foot that was visible was completely not spray tanned. It was white as a sheet. Yeah. So, complete and utter goofiness there, but unfortunately, I think Jordan is out for a bit. Unfortunately.
Yeah, broken ankles don't heal overnight.
Yeah. And unfortunately, something else that won't heal ever. Conan's health woes.
Yes, I was gonna ask if there had been a clarification on that, because I wanted to make sure that wasn't news with a Z.
No, it from what we are able to discern, even it has gotten as far as it is from Wrestling Inc. So I'm pretty sure we can say, yeah, it's real. Because it also came
Okay.
through several media outlets in Mexico, so yeah. Conan, AAA Hall of Famer, has underwent surgery in San Diego to amputate one of his legs. Yeah, it would be essentially a history of he has a history of prolonged health conditions from receiving a kidney transplant in 07 following organ failure, to contracting COVID, which caused more complications. And then also other major orthopedic surgeries, such as a hip replacement, around the same time he had the kidney replaced. Essentially, his health is delicate right now. It is not good.
Now that's horrible.
Yeah. His health is not good. And I have a bad feeling that before too much longer, we'll be hearing the 10 bell in this show.
Hopefully later than sooner.
Yeah, I know it.
Doesn't get any easier, man.
Yeah, it does not. So yeah, is there anything else that we forgot to talk about, Nikki?
No, I wanted to make sure that I brought up the fact that Brandon got to do extra work at
Yes.
WWE. If you go back and watch the opening segment, he's the first one over the barricade chasing the first mask guy.
Okay.
And in fact, I received a GIF. I think I posted it in Thread. Brandon sent me that. Somebody had sent
Yeah.
that to him. So, I can't really think of anything because I don't have anybody else here to remind me.
Yeah. That's the bad news, because Carl is married to his job. Jason is doing other things with other people. Shane's enjoying a cruise this week. Hopefully will be back next week. And everybody else, is either working their brains to death or just not caring about us anymore. Yeah, I hate saying this, and I know I shouldn't be saying this on the cast. Are we coming to the end of the road?
Given that we've been doing this for almost 2 decades,
Yeah.
because I think I was brought on board in 07 or 08. I took
Oh,
over in
seven.
2010. 07? Okay.
Yeah.
And I had the show by 2010, I
Yes.
think.
Because I was also, I came on board in 07, 08, somewhere around there. 5in1.net will give you the information you need.
Correct. So that sounded like a hint. Are we selling soap?
Yes, it is time to sell the soap. For my end, it was a thing on TV this week. Wait Till Your Father Gets Home, an adult cartoon from the early to mid 1970s, first run syndication, tackled some heavier stuff, at least in the first season, and then it went to just straight sitcom in second, which, yeah, kind of made sure it got canceled early in the third. Coming up next time, Joey, the Friends spinoff. The Friends spinoff from the mid 2000s. Surprisingly, lasted 2 seasons. So you can find about all of that on itwasathingontv.com. And then over on WLTI game shows. Whee! Nikki, time for your artist shoutouts.
Yes. One moment, please. Because I am easily distracted tonight.
I understand.
Ooh. As I pull up Twitter, the first thing that comes up is Noberto Gaitan, who recently posted a picture of Luchasaurus, and it's awesome. Oh, that looks great. Definitely check him out. Commission information through vgen.co. Has plenty out there to show off. Ooh. He also has a pretty, pretty picture of Penta showing off his shiny, shiny new belt. See. Not only does he do commissions, he will also do comics. I don't know what he charges for those, but he did a comics commission for somebody.
Okay.
He's not cheap, but he's amazing.
Okay.
Obligatory shout outs to first to Jamie Cloutier, who's still trapped somewhere in the basement of the Has-Been Hotel. I've been trying to get in touch with her, but it's just not a lot happening over there.
Yeah, I'm guessing Crow or her work is just
Save Mart.
burying her. Yeah.
Wrong button. Also, obligatory shout out to Oniwabashu. See if she's got anything going on her page right now. She hasn't posted a whole lot of art lately, but if you want to see her artwork, she has work on Tumblr and DeviantArt. It's safe for work. Just don't go away from her site. For commissions, check her out on card.co. She also has a Ko-fi account if you just like to send her a couple of bucks to say, hey, we love your artwork.
Okay.
Let's see, who else can I brag about? Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby Somebody you can find on Twitter and on Blue Sky. If you're looking for something softer, more wholesome. Let's see, says he has art out there for on Instagram, Tumblr, and Blue Sky.
Mm-hmm.
He also has a card account for commissions. Let's see, I can't tell if his stuff is open or not. It doesn't say.
Okay.
But definitely ask. He's also expensive, but like I said, his stuff is awesome. His stuff is amazing. My last commission with him is my main screen on my tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Nahul Tahes, if you like anime with your art. He's probably the least expensive out of everybody I've talked about. He's quick. He's also very, very quick.
Oh, cool.
If you peek around on Instagram, you'll find a guy named Otanat, who does wonderful, wonderful comics, usually with a couple of anime jokes slipped in. If you don't have Instagram, go to Heyman Hustle on Twitter, and you'll probably find most of them.
Okay.
See, anybody else? Tabla!
Yes.
If you want an artist who's also a wrestler. She is relatively inexpensive. She doesn't have her prices up here anymore.
Mm.
But she, you know, not only does she do cartoons and fan art, she also designs ring gear. So if you happen to be a wrestler listening to this podcast, look her up at D_Tapla on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see her wrestle, look for her under the name Matcha. Forgot about that, Nikki?
And if you... I could not remember her ring name. I apologize. Let's see. Her commission info, you can catch her at Gmail or on Fiverr. I direct message her, but I have to ping her at some point. Only other thing that I've got right now is Supercard has started their WrestleMania event. Then mm-hmm. Now Forever Together.
Yep.
And I recently scored a Ravishing Rick Rude card.
Ooh. What
also
design?
Just before. Let me pull it up.
Okay.
Pull it up real quick. Oh yeah, last week was Free Danhausen.
Yay!
Freehausen.
Very nice, very Freehausen.
But, let's see. General... the original image that was on there, shirtless, very buff, very clean cut. I can't see his tights, but his hair is really short.
Okay. So we're probably talking simply Ravishing Era.
Mm-hmm.
As in the early 90s WCW one.
Likely.
Okay.
Got those, picked up the limited edition, Elimination Chamber event cards with Rhea Ripley, because I'm not buying anything with Randy Orton on it. Sorry, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah. Don't blame you.
And the new Ember tier, the cards are gorgeous. I already have 12 cards, if you count the special edition stuff, including a Penta, a Sami Zayn, a Johnny Gargano, and a Brie Bella.
Mm.
No, they can't all be winners.
I know.
So, I really don't have too much else, because I'm right here.
Yes.
So, Stepway, thank you for being here on the regular.
Yep. And Nikki, thank you for being here on the regular.
Well, it's my show. I'm kind of contractually obligated to do that.
Yeah, most weeks anyway.
Right. So, and if I'm not going to be here, I do my best to warn y'all.
Yes. I mean, same. And then the show just doesn't happen.
So one last bit. Just for all our listeners out there, all five of you, my birthday's coming up in 2 weeks. So if anybody wants to get me something cool, they're still selling Demonito puppets on WWE Shop.
Are they still $100?
Sadly. I will also accept random Mox merchandise, CM Punk t-shirts, and Roman Reigns showing up on my doorstep with a pizza. Hey, while I'm wishing, I have a better chance of getting that than I would WrestleMania tickets.
Yeah.
I know how this works. Yeah. So, Staff Boy, thank you for being here, and thank you to all our listeners here at the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week. I'm going to try to get more people in here, because it's WrestleMania season, damn it. This is more important than anything else you do on a Saturday.